This is Andrew for anarchismo.net. We're now going over to the Dissent campsite in Stirling, where Finbar is going to tell us what's going on and what's planned over the next couple of days.
Okay, Finbar. You're at the campsite at the moment. How are things getting on there?
Things are going very good here. Lucky to arrive in, so I can I assume there's thousands of people here now. There's a lot of structures up, so I'm sure you might be able to hear the sound system in the background, the PQ sound system. Actually last night, mood is pretty positive in here. Everyone's kind of like, you know, I think with the Make Poverty History thing over, it's kind of more now, because everyone, you know, wants to do stuff with that or, you know, belong to that, and now it's more kind of the dissent actions and stuff, or I suppose how we're going to take, like, you know, a lot of thought and stuff going into them now.
And how are the kitchens working out?
Kitchens are working out fantastic, actually. There's, like, you know, food is being provided for, like, 3 meals a day. And we've had to charge because, like, just because the astronomical cost now has gone insane. And the space, so it's costing about £1 for a meal, you know, which is pretty good because you can get, like, huge meals and everyone is happy with it.
And you said you thought there was probably thousands of people there now from the campsite?
So. I'd imagine, just judging on the amount of people that came in today and the amount of people that were here anyway, there must be, I don't know, it could potentially be 2,000. It's very hard to say because it's quite a big site and people are very dispersed across it. But I'd imagine there must be at least 2,000 people there.
The barrier thing, I mean, I know there's an Irish barrier. What other ones are there?
What other ones are there? There's, basically, there's, I think, they could say, for example, there's a women's group, there's a queer options barrier. There's some of the social centres in England, like, say, the Coffee Place from Lee, have their own barrio. There's a Lancaster, a lot of them are geographical, although people have tried to change the names to make people who may not necessarily perform any of the areas that are barrios, like, to make them feel more included, you know.
Yeah.
There's lots of different ones. There's, like, a Highlands barrio. Nottingham barrio, that's basically, I think, back centre and the social centre in Nottingham. And then there's a lot of other just geographical ones, you know, Belgian and Dutch.
And, I mean, apart from the Irish people, and obviously there's a lot of people from Britain there, is there many people that come over from Europe or beyond?
Yeah, it's hard to say exactly. There's definitely, I think, over 50% of people here are from Britain. You know, as far as I know, a lot of the internationals are actually down in the city.
Right, so they're staying down there. So, yeah, of course, I forgot about that. So, in fact, there's people in other sites as well, apart from Kansas.
Oh, yeah. It's like a big warehouse social centre in Glasgow, and then there's a couple of spaces in Edinburgh as well.
And what about a police presence at the campsite itself? Are you surrounded, or what's the scene?
No, not yet. There have been police do drive by. They seem to have upped it a bit today with a couple of vans being parked the road a bit from time to time. I think there's a higher police presence now. I think it was anticipated as well that, like, once the Make Poverty History stuff would end, that the police then would feel that they could maybe come down to be harder, or, you know, maybe be more explicit about monitoring us or whatever, you know.
Okay, so the next couple of days, what's happening?
Is there
a carnival tomorrow?
There's a carnival for enjoyment tomorrow. There's also the Fastlane blockade tomorrow. Tuesday is a protest at the Dungate Davo Detention Centre. Wednesday, obviously, is the big blockade. Thursday, then, is, I think, a day of solidarity with prisoners. And Friday is the day of action against the causes of climate change.
Right, and what's the story with the carnival tomorrow?
The carnival is, like, I think it's largely misheard by a lot of people, largely because of the police reaction. People outside of full enjoyment, I think they turn to things like wage slavery and, you know, the fact that we don't enjoy ourselves and, you know, twilight and stuff like that. And the police didn't, because of these people organising it, didn't contact the police or didn't do any media work or anything like that. So now the police are convinced that we're planning some major, I don't know, riots or something, when it's just not. It really isn't. The people organising it actually seem to want just a peaceful family day out, and now the police are saying it's going to be a big ruckus, you know.
Alright, well, anything interesting happening in the campsite tonight?
Music. The usual. Nothing particular, just the music. A couple of cans.
A lot of chat. All right. Well, thanks for talking to me, Finbar, and I'm sure I'll catch you again in the next few days. To hear other audio interviews from the G8 protests, go to www.anarchismo.net.